The modules here had more variety, hexagonal and octagonal cross-sections, and more complex polyhedrals combined in larger, more elaborate structures. This was a reflection of the hub systems they represented, according to Harry. But when they saw several small, hand-sized objects flying around and between the structures, he admitted that he was puzzled.
"They don't look like hegemony AIs," he said. "I've seen images of the kind of extras they prefer, and they give new meaning to the phrase self-important megalomania."
The small motiles had widely varying types, orbs or pyramids decorated with odd symbols, strange toy-like shapes resembling dogs or cows or birds, even shellfish. One was an old piston engine moving along on three wheels, while another looked like a tiny, stubby aircraft. "Subprograms?" Julia said. "Semi-autonomous? Routines?"
"Doubtful," Harry said, then frowned. "Uh-oh."
One of the motile objects, a glassy green hourglass with short tendrils poking out from the ends, paused on its mid-air flight path and floated towards them.
"I inquire as to status, as to purpose," came a high, unhurried voice. "Context of respect and compliance."
Julia looked at Harry, who gave a wide-eyed shrug.
"Time we were moving on," he said, grabbing her hand.
Another headlong, zooming charge through brightly coloured blurs. The next stage up the immense pillar was busier still, the structures and interconnections more intricate. The modules had many facets, and the colours rippled through changes while different data flows were visible, slender threads along which silver bursts zipped back and forth. There were also many, many more of the small AI objects, and even as she and Harry wandered through getting their bearings, the green hourglass was there again, gliding towards them, accompanied by what resembled a seahorse.
"It's back," she said.
"And it's brought a friend."
Harry took hold of her hand.
"I hope they're very happy together."
And they were off again. But this time they found themselves on a square ruby platform, apparently suspended between levels in the great amber conduit. The air was suffused with a soft golden flow. There were no data flows in sight, and when Julia peered over the edge, a built-up area of system structures was visible some way below. The platform was also positioned directly before the wide lacuna that ran the full length of the hollow column from bottom to top. Through it, they had a magnificent view of the virtual metropolis which the hegemony AIs had made for themselves. It consisted of a rising spiral of circular plates tapering to the summit. Each plate was essentially a city, clusters of buildings of every design, and although details were hazy at such a perceptual distance, Julia could see that the cities grew denser and more opulent the higher up the spiral the eye travelled.
"A symbolic expression of hierarchy," she said.
"I would say more functional than symbolic," said Harry, who glanced over his shoulder and frowned. "Our hosts have arrived."
She turned to see the small green hourglass and the seahorse, and a new addition which roughly resembled a thick wheel with an eye-like cam that moved freely in an axle socket.